Well, kia ora, hello and welcome to the Coast Vineyard Podcast. Whether you're a regular or a first-time listener, it's so good to have you listening in. We hope and pray that wherever you may find yourself at today, that the message that you're about to hear would be helpful for your journey of faith. So, without further ado, let's get into this week's message.
Hey, and as we get back to our regular services next week, so if you weren't aware, we run a summer series just over the January, the short weeks and long weekend holidays and things. So we're sort of running shorter services. This is our last one. But next week, we're going to be kicking off regular services with our new little mini-series called God is on the Move. And you are going to hear stories about what God is up to, what God's been up to, stories of revivals, historic ones as well as current. This is going to be good. Okay, and my hope is that it will motivate us to pray and expect revival in our own backyard, where God will do incredible things. And one of the speakers that we've got coming up as part of the series is Rosemary Wallace, who has recently written this book called Fresh Fire, which you may or may not know of. It's Revelation, Revival and Renewal in New Zealand, 1766 to 2023, full of stories of the remarkable, miraculous work of God in our nation. So who loves reading about revival? Like, who loves reading about revival? I'm going to give you this book, mate, because I asked twice and he put his hand up twice, and I'm just thinking, yes. All right, man. I feel like Santa Claus. This is awesome. Okay, so, and there are going to be more of those books for sale. You can actually get them. They're $35, they're $45 if you buy them in the shops, but like seriously, get inspired, man. It's amazing. So, and if you're a student and you go, I can't afford that, come and see me, we'll do a deal, okay? All right. Okay, hey, my wife, Jacinda, who led us in communion, we're part of the Vineyard Church's New Zealand Vision Team. And we got together in late January, and we just spent some time just worshiping and waiting and listening to the voice of God together as part of that time together. And, you know, what came out of that was, in a strong way, was the prophetic word is the prophetic word. Like, what? That we are to stir up and encourage the gift of prophecy amongst us as a people and as churches and as individuals. And as we talked, you know, every one of us, we had profound words of prophecy that had changed our lives and led us into the miraculous adventures with God, every one of us, you know, including the calling into pastoral ministry and the starting of new churches. And you know, we just want more and more people to experience this and to be empowered and to be encouraged by God speaking to them. How's that sound? This church started, surrounded by prophetic words. You know, God spoke very clearly to me, to Jacinda in different ways. He spoke very clearly to the people who first joined us, and they would come with a story of like, God spoke to us that we're supposed to be part of this new church. And I know many of your stories, that different times that God has led you. For many of you, God very clearly led you to be part of this church here, and that that this is meant to be your church home. So we're just going to, like, a short service, message this morning, short message, but we're going to be talking about prophecy, hearing from God. Sound okay? Okay, so God, I pray you'd open our hearts, give for each one of us that you'd speak to us, we'd hear what you have for us this morning, we pray. Amen. So, like I say, it's just a short message, okay? So don't hate me if you go like that was. If you're wanting a deep dive on prophecy, this is a shallow dive, okay? This is just give you a taster, okay? So, you know, some people have heard the audible voice of God, actually heard the voice. I haven't, okay? Some people have had messages from angels. We read about it in the Bible. Some people have had that happen to them. I haven't, okay? But I've got some good angel stories, though. I have. Like, why don't you do this? Just take a moment, ask the person next to you, have you ever had an angel encounter? Go. Yeah, Yeah, it's just going to get interesting. You're going to go, tell me about it, but you can't because we've got to keep going. Okay. All right. Come back. I have heard so many people in this church, when I've asked them this question, have you ever had an angel encounter? So many people have said, I don't know if this was an angel or not. And then they go and they tell something that miraculous that happened. And so it certainly sounds like could have been an angel there. So hearing the voice of God, I've had some people that strangers just turn up to them and they just say, like, I feel like this is for you. I feel like this is God saying something to you. I've got a guy I met last year who's living down in South Auckland, and his story was that he grew up as a Hindu, and he just had this guy knock on his door one day and just say, I'm a Christian and I'm just telling people about Jesus. And then he looked at him and he said, like, you need to decide what you're going to name your baby. It's like that's pretty weird, eh? And anyway, this guy looked at him and he said, like, well, that's crazy because medically we've been told that we can't have children. And then they had a chat and the guy said, well, here's my number, give me a call, you know, if you want to talk some more. And anyway, they conceived very quickly after that, miraculous. And so this guy got this guy's attention. And anyway, he ended up becoming a Christian on the back of that and is now down in South Auckland doing some cool things for God. So hearing from God, some people can just sort of see things in the spiritual realm. They can just sort of see things. And it's like, I don't kind of get this. You know, it's every now and then I get a glimpse of something, but not usually for me. But like for most of us, our journey with hearing God's voice is just this kind of growing discernment of recognizing when God is speaking. And often, here's what it often looks like. What I just call sort of nudges of the Spirit. When something just drops into your thoughts, and at the same time as it drops into your thoughts, you kind of wonder, is that from God? And a lot of times it is. So then you think, like, well, if it is, what do I do with that? Sometimes these nudges, like it might be someone you think about someone that you weren't thinking about at all, and an associated, there's a sort of a concern for them or a thought about them, and you know, what do you do with that? Do you maybe I should text them or call them? And you know, just last week I was sitting in the back of church. I didn't have any upfront responsibilities last week, which is a rare Sunday for a pastor. And I was just sitting at the back there and sort of was looking around and I saw someone and this thing just dropped into my mind. It's just like, I feel like God's wanting to speak to them. So I just tried to like still my mind, God, what is it that you wanted to say? And I just got this sort of kind of interesting sort of scene just sort of dropped into my thoughts. And I'm like, well, it kind of seems like maybe it's from God. So I went and shared it with them and they just like, oh, that is, and you could tell it was like really encouraging and really helpful for them. And I'm going like, wow, I like that. Hearing from God can sometimes be when you're like reading from the scriptures and a verse or two just sort of seems to just come alive for you. Like it's like, oh my goodness, if something about this feels like it's just for me. It just feels important or convicting or challenging or encouraging or liberating. I'll tell you another thing about that. Can only happen if you read the Bible. Okay? Little pastor, little elbow there. So sometimes just in life it can, you know, driving around or watching a movie or something, and it can just feel like something just captures your attention. And for me, I've learned to stop and go like, is that you, Lord? Like a few years back, there was a song, a line from a U2 song that just, man, I just couldn't get it out of my head. And it was just a line, and it just like, and eventually I just stopped and thought like, oh, maybe this is God trying to speak to me. And I just stopped and sort of prayed, and it just led to a time of with the Lord where I just kind of entered into this place of real inner healing with me, just out of a line from a U2 song. Who's a U2 fan here? Everybody over 40. Yeah, that's right. And the rest of the gallery, who's U2? Like, Sometimes God can speak to us through dreams, which can be a little bit interesting to try and figure out. And because most of the time our dreams, we dream because it's something swirling in our heart, you know. But every now and then there's something that, like, God can use dreams to speak to us. I had a dream just last week, which definitely wasn't a dream from God, but I'll tell you it anyway. Because in this dream, like, I'd said this thing, like, I was with some people and we were talking, and like I said it, and like I'm thinking, like, I'm hilarious. And then I woke up and remember thinking, like, why aren't I that funny normally? I was thinking that was just, I can't kind of tell you what it was, because I actually said this, a word that pastors don't usually use, okay? So we won't repeat that in church. But it was just like, it was just a dream, okay? So, but sometimes dreams really are the revelation from God. I got a friend, Strawn Coleman. Some of you may remember during COVID, we had him as like a video chat message thing on a Sunday. And we love Strawn. And if you're interested in going back and hearing that, you can find it on our podcast YouTube channel. So, Jason and I caught up with Strawn just over the break, and we were talking about dreams, and he said, you know what, like, I really asked God to give me some dreams that that were from Him, and I put a notebook and a pen next to my bed, and he said, in the next 3 years, every night I had a dream that felt significant. I was like, man, there's something about asking, expecting, to the point where, like, your pen and paper are next to the bed. Anyway, just while we're talking about Strawn, he's actually running an online course on prophecy starting the week after next. And if you have got some real enthusiasm about growing in your ability to hear from God and growing your prophetic ears, then I'll tell you, this will be so good. There's a bit of a thing up there. We've got a quiet fire, thriving as a prophetic person. That's Strawn. He's one of the coolest guys around. And if you're interested anyway, you could track that down. Just kind of Google quiet fire. The youth are looking at out there, they're going to be looking at this amongst their games and their snacks. They're going to be looking at this whole thing of, like, hearing God's voice. So parents, if your kids are out there, talk to them. Just say, what'd you learn? And encourage them to hear from God, for themselves and for your family or for anything that they're going through. Just encourage them in that. And friends, I just want to say this, that God wants to speak to us. And He wants to speak through us. And here's a question for you this morning. Like, will you let Him? Will you look for it? You know, will you each day ask, God, what is there something you want to say to me, to speak to me? For me or for someone else? I'm going to say yes. A couple of cautions around the prophetic. Now, one is, the Vineyard movement went through, Vineyard movement's about 50 years old, they went through this prophetic phase where they got connected up with a bunch of people that got known as the Kansas City Prophets. Highly tuned in prophetic people. They all sort of got together in Kansas. And these are the guys that would, at the front of a church service, they would go, like, and they'd sort of wait on God, and then they'd read out a phone number. Is this anyone's phone number? And someone would be like, that's my phone number. Like, they'd get this, like, that's, like, or they'd be predicting earthquakes and things. This was like, check this out. There's a Christianity Today magazine article on them. Like, how bad is that picture? Seers in the heartland, hot on the trail of the Kansas City Prophets. But they became strongly aligned with the Vineyard movement, and the church they all went to, it became the Metro Vineyard Church. But the Vineyard movement, eventually they sort of pulled away from them because it was a bit unhelpful, because people stopped seeking to hear God's voice for themselves. All these people from all over Kansas and the white area all came to this church, and they're just wanting someone to hear from God for them, and they just stopped hearing God for themselves. That's a bit of a caution for us. So I won't read out your phone number prophetically this morning. No, I'm just kidding. Another caution for us is to not treat prophecy with contempt. Paul the Apostle encourages us, don't do that. Because a lot of us have met prophetic people, and they can be a bit weird. Hey, yeah, everyone's like, I know what you're saying. I don't want to say anything, but like, and so you can sometimes be a bit put off, or maybe we've seen prophecy used in manipulative ways. It's just not cool, or we've seen people do foolish things when they receive a prophecy. Again, not cool. And so understandable that we may be a bit cautious or even a bit cynical or dismissive. But I want to encourage us this morning to stay open to prophetic input, you know, to stay open to the prophetic, and just be discerning and back your wisdom. You know, be discerning, back your wisdom, be open to it. All right, let's talk a little bit about giving prophecy, giving a prophecy, okay? Because I would love us to be more and more a prophetic people, eh? I love it when I have people in the church, they'll send me an email and say, like, hey, I feel like God's saying this, or they'll come up to me before or after church and say, hey, you know, I feel like God's saying this. And I would love us to be more and more prophetic people. You know, for those that have been and have stopped, I'd love you to start again. Hearing the voice of God for others. You know, for those that are doing it a little, I'd love you to do it a lot. And for those that never have, I would love you to like explore what it means to experience the joy of speaking something that God has given us to be a blessing to someone else. So giving a prophecy to someone, how does that work? Well, you know, first thing I want to say is that often when I feel like God is giving me a nudge, and that it's a message that I pass on, I should pass on when I feel that, there's times like semi-regularly where I share that and the people look at me with the like you are, they've given me the man, you're a bit stupid kind of look, you know? Like, and it feels like, ah, okay, that kind of wasn't something that I was hoping for or expecting. Or it feels like, you know, they give you that look of like, ah, oh, you're a little bit of an odd person, aren't you? So, and I kind of get that. Like, but then like just 2 weeks ago, like I was in Sydney 2 weeks ago, I was doing some training and in my holidays at my own cost, just throwing that out there. I was in one of the sessions and just was looking around, and there's this lady that was there, and again I got that nudge like that God wanted to say something to her through me, and I'm like, oh, what is it, God? And she sort of felt like I got this picture of her and with some sort of weights on her shoulders, and there was just a bit more to it, and I'm thinking like, but. Sure, like God, this is like January, like it's summertime. Like, do we get prophetic words in summertime? Like, I'm on holiday, kind of like, we're back again. For those of you that don't know, there's this little magic spot that I can step into, and my voice drops out. It's quite exciting. So. Thinking about putting a little circle there with Matt, do not stand here. And this lady's a Baptist, and you know, like some Baptists are really into prophetic words and some of them aren't. And so I'm like, so anyway, I sort of take a deep breath and I said, hey, hi. I think I actually said something like, are you into like hearing like sort of, were you into sort of like hearing like weird sort of prophetic things? I was thinking afterwards, like, it probably wasn't the best intro, but like, and she kind of looked at me, but sort of sideways and said yes. And then I shared this word, and it was like her response was like I'd shoved her away. She sort of went, ugh, like this. And then she said, oh my goodness. Like, and she said, like, oh my, all my hairs on my arms are all standing up and tingling. And she goes, oh my goodness, the hairs on my legs are standing up tingling. I'm thinking like, I was possibly thinking about like something like, it's nice to have hairs to be able to stand up, you know? But I said, it seems like this feels very meaningful for you. And she says, this is so, so helpful for me. And then actually the rest of the day, she was asking me for like more information. I'm like, I haven't got like the, you know, it's not like the bat phone, right, where you're calling Commissioner Gordon. But I don't know. I just got the message and passed it on. But it was just, you know, really helpful and encouraging and strengthening for her. It really was. And Shirley, who is here somewhere, I don't know. I know that I saw her come in. She's right there. Shirley gave this word last week, and it was just like, and she's like lovely. She's like, you know, I just feel like maybe God's saying this. And I'm just like, man, it's like, man, that was really, really from the Lord. And like there's a number of people at Coast like Shirley who have really chosen to learn and grow in this, you know, around this whole thing of hearing from God, and have become, it's like a lot of things, the more that you press in and learn and grow and step into things, you become skilled at, and it's just, there's a lot of people here that have become really skilled at discerning the voice of God. You know, we read in the Bible, Paul's letter to the, Paul the Apostle's letter to the church in Corinth, a letter called 1 Corinthians. And like those Corinthians, I don't know if you've done much church history, but those Corinthians, they loved that God would use them to do cool things. They loved things like prophecy and healing and miracles. They're like, this is amazing. Look what God's doing amongst us. And they were like, let's do this all the time. And then when it came to the prophetic and the church was all gathered together, there'd be like one of them would be given a prophetic word and then someone else would be going like, my word's so much better. And they just like climb over the top and just like, and it was a bit chaotic, and Paul wrote this letter to them saying like, guys, like let's get a bit of order into this thing and be a bit thoughtful. And just as an aside on that, next year I've been invited to lead a trip through Greece and Turkey, following in the footsteps of the Apostle John and Paul. And you go to Corinth and you stand in the exact stack place where Paul the Apostle stood before the proconsul, and it's just like, I'm standing right there. And like, if you're at all interested in this, like, this is going to be like crazy amazing. So if you're interested, just drop me a note and say like, Matt, let me know more about that. But so the Corinthians, getting back to prophecy, just like for Kiwis, for people like our kind of culture, we like humility, don't we? We like humility. And we don't like embarrassing ourselves, okay? So we might sort of shy away from being a prophetic person. But Paul the Apostle said to this wild bunch of kind of Christians in Corinth, he says this, 12 verse 31, now eagerly desire the greater gifts. Talking about the gifts of the Spirit, he says eagerly desire them. In chapter 13, and then he says, we can all have the gifts of miracles and revelation, but love is the greatest thing. And then he says in chapter 14, follow the way of love and eagerly desire gifts of the Spirit, especially prophecy. Prophecy is the way of love. So if we're thinking like, well, I don't want to embarrass myself, or I don't want to be seen like I'm pushing myself forward, like the people of God are the people that love, and prophecy is the way of love. Why? Let's put those things together. 1 Corinthians 14:3, the one who prophesies speaks to people for their strengthening, encouraging, and comfort. And then the one who prophesies edifies the church. And then verse 12, since you are eager for the gifts of the Spirit, try to excel in those that build up the church. So as God's people, we follow the way of Jesus into love. And love is thinking and speaking and acting for the good of another. So people of love, they put their insecurities and their false humility to one side, and they take risks with prophecy that has the potential to be for the good of others. Yes, it can be a little bit scary, and sometimes we don't get it right. Sometimes it feels like your words dribble out your mouth, down your chin, and into a puddle in front of you, and it's like, oh, that didn't quite go how I expected. And yes, you risk people thinking that you might be showing off a bit, but putting all that aside, you can be someone who God uses to strengthen, encourage, and comfort, and that is love. Let's be people who move out of our comfort zone for the sake of love and see God use us to build up people whose people's soul just yearns to hear the voice of God for them. And let's be people who can use us to build people up and see them encouraged and comforted and strengthened. Would we do that as a church? Be a people of love. Okay, what I want us to do, just quietly where we are, just in a couple of minutes, just before we close, I'm going to just invite the Spirit of God to come, and I want you just where you are, just maybe close your eyes, and we're going to ask God to drop a person into your thoughts and imagination. And when that person arrives, just ask, then the prayer is, God, what would you have me say to them? And let's just trust that this is God speaking to us. And then on the back of that, they might be here, or they may be somewhere else. You could say here, it'd be great to track them down and just say, hey, just, you know, want to share this with you. And, or if you're somewhere else, maybe text them or call them. Okay, so God, we welcome your Spirit here. Speak to us. Holy Spirit, release the gifts of revelation to us now. Prophecy, words of knowledge, words of encouragement, words of wisdom. We pray that for us. Just speak to us now, just as we wait in just these few moments.
Well, thanks so much for joining us for today's message. We hope and pray that it's been most helpful. If you are keen to find out a little bit more about us as a church whānau, or you'd like to touch base, then you can go to coast.org.nz, and there you'll find information about our in-person services, online services, various resources and activities. Enjoy the day and be blessed.